You've got to figure out a way, Fox. You make a statement the last six games. Enough is enough already. Make a statement. Go after people.
Sunday has come and passed. Another team just kicked our ass. Wake me up when the season ends. 85 has come and passed. Those 30 years have gone so fast. Wake me up when the season ends. There's our defense again, failing from the start. There's another Jay Cutler makes me drink, and like a fart, the Bears just stink. Wake me up when the season ends.
This is Parnell McPhee. We're going to tear his ass up. We're going to sack him. I'm going to make sure of that.
How many sacks
did he even make a tackle in the game?
He had one tackle.
Ah, there we go, Parnell. Keep your big mouth shut.
I love those guys.
OB is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Ed Obradovich, famed former Chicago Bear champion. Ed Obradovich, and let me just say something: you're a champion. You've won. You've won many major things. This team couldn't win a 20% off Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. That's all I'm going to say.
Everybody gets those. Come on.
Oh.
It's rough. It's rough to watch. I mean, in the first half seemed like it really, maybe, just maybe, there was something working there.
Well, anyway, it's good to talk to you people.
That's the best thing you can say.
It's already getting bad. We had people writing and singing songs about the misery of the Bears.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And it just keeps getting worse. Oh, my Lord, God Almighty. I'm telling you, and answer your question. And, the first half, we put up 16 points. What are we winning? I think 16-6. We got Howard running terrific. He ran for 72 yards. Now, there's another side to that story. We come back to the second half, he runs 5 yards for 5 yards the whole second half.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Not a mystery. Mm-hmm. New York goes in. They make the adjustments. They pretty much really overload with 8 in the box, 9 in the box. They stop the run. That's not a mystery.
Points
in the first half, and 0 points in the second half. But folks, we got a huge problem. And to me, it's not a mystery. We have people on the coaching staff that, quite frankly, don't know what they're doing. Now, when you have somebody like the New York Giants, they come out and stop you running, all right, you've got to adjust. You've got to adjust offensively. You got to go to plan B or C, whatever it is. And if you don't have it, shame on you.
Yeah. Hey, there's a couple things here. First of all, they've done this in almost every game. Every game this season, they play okay in the first half, and then whatever they do gets adjusted to, and they don't. They fail miserably. Now, I guess the question, and they also did lose Josh Sitton in the middle of all of that too, right? And wasn't his injury in there?
He was. They've been outscored, Roe, 140-61 in the second half of games this year.
Yeah,
and they've taken the lead 5
times
into the half. 2 wins.
Yeah. Now, how do teams do that? Do they have 2 separate game plans for halves so they don't get adjusted to?
Well, to be seriously, there are different game plans. If you're not performing offensively or defensively, you take either one. You go in at halftime, and they'll come up with the first quarter and second quarter stats. You better have it ready to go in line to adjust. If they're killing you passing, you better make adjustments. Running, the same thing. And yes, to answer your question, they do have plan B, C, D, or whatever it might be to counter if things go wrong. Now, what we do, and it's absolutely amazing to me, we score 16 points. Now, if I may take this time to make this statement.
Yes, go right ahead. Take, please, take all the time you need, Obi.
All right. I tell you what, with 24 seconds left to go, this is what I couldn't get over yesterday when we're doing the post-game show. There were a couple of plays, a couple of series right at the end of the first, second quarter, end of the first half. The one I can't get out of my mind, and it kind of, to me, denotes what the hell the Bears are or what they think they're trying to do or whatever it is. With 24 seconds left to go in the first half, we're winning 16-6, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going down, again, with 24 seconds to go. We're on the New York Giants, approximately 46-yard line. It's third down and 20 for us, okay? What do? We throw basically a three-yard out or a three-yard fade. So now it's fourth down and 17, and we're approximately on New York's 42, 43-yard line with 14 seconds to go. What do? We punt. I came flying out of that chair. I almost – I couldn't believe. You mean to tell me that – everything they have right in front of them, all the quality people with the breakdowns and everything they have, you mean to tell me we can't come up with a play to try to put this team away, to put the Giants away? You had 14 seconds to maybe throw a deep out, maybe you kick a field goal. But you take two people, two wideouts, go two corner routes, get a deep post, do something. What do? We punt the football. The football with 14 seconds to go on approximately their 42 yard on your 42 or 43. Now, you know, you may not. I'm just telling you, it just galled me. Galled Hamp. I couldn't believe this. You're a 2-7 team, and you mean to tell me somebody on that damn sideline can't figure this out?
Yeah. Hey, let me say this, that last night in a real football game between the Washington Redskins and the Green Bay Packers, it was a very fun game. There was a moment where the Washington Redskins did exactly this with a couple of minutes left. I mean, it was fourth and inches, and they went for it because they wanted to put Green Bay away. They subsequently scored a touchdown that did put Green Bay away, but they went for it. Well, they would have given it back to Aaron Rodgers on his own on their 41. So he would 41 yards to the end zone if they had not made that, you know, those couple inches on a quarterback sneak with this Kirk Cousins, who looks like, you know, Johnny Unitas all of a sudden. It's like every quarterback in the league looks better than Jay Cutler. Now, you've heard the news, I'm sure, OB, by now, that Jay Cutler is probably out for the season.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I hope not. I hope not, because we have nothing left. The tank is empty, gentlemen. Excuse me, Anna.
Thank you.
And Roe and Kevin.
Don't worry about it. She's one of the boys in this case.
Hey, Ed, last week it was Alshon Jeffrey suspended. This week, Jarrell Freeman. There's been five players suspended under John Fox's since he's been head coach. What does that tell you about this regime? And he's calling it commonplace in the NFL. I can't remember another team having five players suspended in 26 months. What does that tell you?
Well, I don't want to cast any aspersions here on Fox or his coaching staff or the Bears. I really don't want to do that. But I can tell you, here we have two quality players, Jeffrey offense, Freeman defense. Both of them can play at a high level. I mean, that's what you want. These are the kind of guys, players that come out there and can get the job done, and that's what you want to do to win a Super Bowl, because that's basically what it's all about. And Freeman really threw me for a loop, because I'll tell you what, I had really – this kid really impressed me unbelievable. His quickness and his – when he hits somebody, he takes his leg and he drives through him. I mean, he's got it all. And then when I hear this about taking drugs – And the part I don't understand, and if somebody explained it to me, I still wouldn't understand it. When you've got talent that you have, God-given talent that you have, and all the sacrifices you've made, And if somebody gives you something that can, oh, this will make you play better, how much better are you going to play? You got to be true to yourself in this game. You got to be true to yourself, number one, and true to the team. That's what it's about. And you don't play for second. You play to be a world champ. And these guys are not true to themselves. So shame on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that could be said. That's all that could be said. Who do they got next? Who do they got Sunday?
The Titans at Soldier Field. The 5-win Titans.
Yeah. Well, that's a team that they can't get past. Even if the team is 5 wins, they can't get past them.
How's the draft pick situation looking, would you guys say?
5th right now, right? Mm-hmm. I think they're 5th.
Correct.
You got a 0-win team, you got a 1-win team, and you've got a couple of other teams that they're tied with at 2.
You know what, Anna? What brings to mind that you said that about the draft?
That's where your head is.
You know, looking back, you know, second doing it is, you know, fine and good and whatever have you. But I go back not all that long ago. There was a kid by the name of Tony Romo, and he played quarterback. You know where he played quarterback? At Eastern Illinois.
Right.
Nobody drafted him. Last time I checked, it's about 3 hours away from Chicago, somewhere around there.
Great point.
We don't even try to sign him, free agency. Who takes him? The Cowboys. There's another kid by the name of Garoppolo who doesn't get drafted. Who takes him? New England Patriots. He steps up front and for Brady. Brady gets hurt. He steps up and he takes victories. The kid is good. Again, yeah. There's another one, 2 quarterbacks. Both played at Eastern Illinois, and one's playing for the Cowboys, and one's playing for New England.
I know. You know,
yeah,
I got
there
you
was
know,
some potential there that was missed.
Yeah, I got. You know, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta get sick. I can't do this anymore. I cannot talk about the Bears. Yeah.
This kid Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys,
he
drafted in the 4th round.
Yeah.
We messed up on him 3 times.
Yeah, no, I know.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, OB.
All right, Violetta.
Thank you.
Oh, God.